produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
I want to welcome everyone to the latest broadcast of The Secret Place. I am your host, Josh, also known as Broken Scribe. I want to thank all those that have been tuning in via the website or the internet or dialing in through the main lines. I pray that these sessions will continue to bless you, and of course, thank you for all the love and support that I've been getting from everyone. Now, if you've missed some of these broadcasts, in the near future, I'm working on a page where I'll be archiving these, so if you did miss any, you can always go back to that page, make it easier for you going forward here. I will publish them on that site after they're broadcast through the radio station here, so keep an eye out for that. I'll also be adding the link for that site audibly through one of these sessions here so that you guys can stay up to date. Facebook.com/Broken Scribe. Make sure you go ahead and like and subscribe, so if I go live on there, you'll be able to get a notification. Again, thanks everybody for all the love and the support, and pray that the Lord continues to be a beacon in your life and bring in hope to everything that you lay your hands on. Yeah, let's get into the broadcast. To descend upon earth where his creation resides and wraps himself in flesh as a gift. A free gift of love, presenting himself unto man in order to redeem and atone for a lost world filled with hatred and chaos, that all men through his sacrifice may be saved. 1 Timothy 2:4. That the creator of all things would, whose glory extends beyond time and space, wrap himself in the soil into which he spoke into being, to then walk among us, and would lay down his life eventually in order to be raised up so that all may be drawn unto himself, John 3:16. The pure genius of God's redemptive nature and plan for the salvation of men. inspiring. That he would allow harm to come to himself and eventually death in order to restore a relationship that began generations before time was first birthed. Genesis 2. This is an invitation. An invitation into a realm of fellowship. An invitation into an atmosphere of restoration. An invitation into an environment of deliverance. An invitation into a secret place, Psalm 91:1, where the mysteries and revelation for our lives can be found. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Jeremiah 33. Someone is at the door. Revelation 3:20-22 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." Verse 22. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. The kingdom of this world knocks, bringing with it depravity and sin, leading to self-destruction. But Christ, he knocks in order to bring you life. Standing at the door which is the hearts of men. Our current condition is the result of what or who we allow through that door into our hearts. A door that has been designed by God to protect from unwanted intruders. It is the gift of free will. That God would gift man the ability to choose for themselves who they should serve or allow to enter in. To choose life in him or death. Cast out far from his presence. To the reader, God presents his side of the choice. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to do no harm. What is God saying this morning? That he has plans for good and not for disaster. To give you a future and hope. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. thoughts of well-being and not of affliction. Plans to give you life and life more abundantly, to allow you rest. The knock is an invitation to an encounter, to take you to another realm in Him, declared for you since before the earth's kingdoms were founded. Ephesians 1:4. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will go in to be with him and will feast with him, and he shall feast with me. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. It is an invitation into intimacy. A call to invite God, the God of creation, into your life. A call, like in Isaiah chapter 6, to fill the temple. A specific field within forensics where they are able to scientifically determine the fingerprint of someone's voice, so that in the midst of an investigation, they're able to pinpoint the identity of a person's voice. It is a skill that takes practice. And knowing the voice of God takes practice. Eli taking the responsibility of raising Samuel. One night Samuel heard a voice calling out his name. Samuel. The young boy wakes up, confused and shaken, runs to Eli the high priest and asks him if he called him, and he said, "No, I have not called you. Go back to sleep." The young boy goes back to sleep. Again is woken up. Samuel. Again he runs to Eli and says, "Yes." And Eli says, "Boy, I haven't called you. Go back to sleep." Not realizing that the great I Am was calling out to him. Eventually, he realized that God was reaching out. And he says to the young boy, he says, "When you hear the voice again, say, here I am, Lord. For your servant hears. So the boy goes and lays down. And again, God calls out from beyond time and space and says, Sam. And Samuel wakes up shook and it says, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. It took some time, but eventually he learned that the voice that was calling out was the voice of God. Those who belong to him know his voice. And as he knocks on the door and calls out, those who know his voice recognize him and open up. God is calling you today, inviting you to learn the sound of his voice. So many voices in this day and age attempting to guide these generations away from God. It's because they have not been attuned or have practiced to learn and listen. To identify the voices. God has given unto his children the ability to discern his voice. A shepherd can give a command and the sheep will obey and come. A stranger can come and learn the commands, but the sheep will not obey because they do not know that particular voice. Towards the voice of God. That's why the Bible says, be still. Be still and know that I am God. So many distractions and so many voices, no wonder God is saying, be still. Because if you're still, you're able to analyze the voices. You're able to discern and separate
the voices. And this morning, I ask God, I pray that He would teach you to lower the voices that would distract you, and that He would teach you to raise the volume of His voice so that you are able to discern and receive the revelation for the call and plans that God has brought you out of and into this existence in order for you to fulfill. Listen. Listen. Pray that the Holy Spirit activates your supernatural ears. I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that the voices that have been brought forth and been manifested by the enemy, we silence them in the name of Jesus. The voice of the Almighty may be received into your spirit. In Jesus' name, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice God is knocking on your door this afternoon. Giving you the capacity and the discerning knowledge to know who it is that's knocking. So that once His voice is known, when God calls, you're able to stand firm and say, "Here I am, Lord, speak, for your servant is listening." Will you open the door?
Thanks for listening to The Secret Place. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support our broadcast, please share it with others and post about it on social media. To catch all the latest from Josh and The Secret Place, you can follow him on Facebook and Instagram at Broken Scribe. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.